you're saying to me, or you're saying to yourself probably, now wait a minute. How I know they ain't a visible gargoyle sitting out in them bushes using remote control?
Silly!
How many times do we got to tell you? Invisible rototilling gargoyles always sang Led Zeppelin songs. That's how you know they's there. And it ain't remote control. Now,
I hear some grumbling. Oh, yeah, of course there's grumbling. The farmer.
The real one.
All that acreage.
All that acreage.
Yeah.
And I hear them saying, you see, of course they're saying, that's a special station. It's a special outreaching agriculture springing forward station. That's what it is. That WGXC.
Yeah.
What's they going to do for us?
Nothing.
What's they going to do for us? They're doing everything for people with a backyard plot size of a thimble. What they going to do for us?
Nothing.
That's what they're doing for us.
Sillies.
Of course we going to do something for you. Ain't nothing changed since last fun drive. Big old fat contribution. Dark Prince.
Send out the gargoyle crew.
And if they bring some Coca-Cola with them, because they're going thirsty later.
That's right.
And they got that book on Swahili lessons tucked under the gargoyle arm. But you can't see these both.
Invisible.
It's invisible. And if they need hand tools, because their tiller blade hits a big old rock, gotta remove it, put a new one on. But them hand tools is
invisible.
Visible. And if they bring their pogo sticks and fly swatters, so when they're done working, gonna have some fun. Yeah. Them pogo sticks.
Invisible.
Them fly swatters.
Invisible.
They's invisible.
They's all.
And if they bring lyric sheets for their Led Zeppelin song, look at them. They's invisible.
You can't see them lyric sheets.
And if they bring Dr. Pepper,
Coca-Cola.
This is VFR Katura and you're listening to WGXC Alka 98.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers, builders, and architects will once again meet to discuss possible cuts to the county jail proposal in an effort to reduce the estimated $51.4 million price tag. The meeting will take place June 12th and 13th at the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the meeting Tuesday the 12th is not expected to go late into the day, but was set to go from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. so lawmakers working during the day could stop by. Lawmakers who do not attend will be sent meeting minutes. The second workshop, scheduled for June 13th, may be canceled. Groden said representatives of SMRT Architects and Engineers PC of Latham, the project architect, and Pike Company of Rochester, the construction manager, are expected to offer estimates of what could be saved based on various suggestions offered at the May 30th workshop. He said, and I quote, "That will be the majority of the meeting. It's a pretty short list," end quote. Groden said no decisions will be made during the workshop. Each of the suggested modifications will be included as part of the Public Safety Committee July meeting agenda. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Supreme Court Justice Jonathan Dean Nichols of Columbia County on June 11th dissmissed the criminal indictment of Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Abelov. Nichols concluded the state attorney general's office exceeded its investigatory authority and did not have the jurisdiction to prosecute the DA on charges of felony perjury. Abelov was accused of lying to a grand jury and mishandling the investigation of the fatal police shooting of unarmed DWI suspect Edson Thevenin in 2016. The indictment charged Abelov with holding back evidence from the grand jury that investigated the indictment. He was also charged with unlawfully allowing the officer who fired the fatal shots to testify with immunity from prosecution when he appeared before the grand jury, and for lying when he appeared in front of a special grand jury investigating his conduct. Nichols' decision focused on the issue of jurisdiction and did not address the strength of the evidence presented in support of the charges against the DA. Abelov told the Times Union he was relieved by the decision and said the judge did not give the Attorney General's office permission to present the case again to the grand jury. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials and Mid-Hudson Cablevision are currently engaged in negotiation over a new 15-year franchise agreement for the delivery of cable and internet services to the city. Representatives from Mid-Hudson Cablevision, Chief Engineer Dave Finger, and Administrative Coordinator Rachel Puckett answered questions about the proposed PAC at a Common Council Economic Development Committee meeting last month. Under the proposal, Mid-Hudson would continue to pay a 3% franchise fee to the city based on the number of active subscribers. Economic Committee Chairman Rich Volo said revenues collected from the fee would go into the city's general fund. Finger said the agreement is non-exclusive, meaning the city would be able to contract with other companies for cable services. The Mid-Hudson contract remains under review by the Economic Development Committee. A date to hear public comment on the agreement has not yet been set. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. WCTW-FM, The Cat.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our. This is a Forgotten Geek. Your host, Corey McCaslin, and it's our Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. And I want you to go to the phone right now and dial 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate and pledge your support to WGXC. And we are here to share today with you why it's so important to support this vital community resource, WGXC 90.7, hands-on creative community radio. And our current, we're currently at 3,720 towards our 25,000 goal. So anything helps. And I'll be getting into a little geek speak before a bit of more pitching and music. And running through some quick DC Comics movie and TV developments via the posting of a logo reading WW84 to their social media accounts. It's been speculated this means the Cold War-themed Wonder Woman 2 will be set in that year. 1984, that is. Variety claims the Penguin is being eyed for either or both Matt Reeves' Batman solo Batman movie or Birds of Prey. They've also reported that in spite of lukewarm, to put it lightly, reaction to Jared Leto's take on the Clown Prince of Crime, that Warners is developing a Joker movie for him. Gotham showrunner Bruno Heller will follow that show up with the epic series Pennyworth, focusing on Alfred in 1960s London as he runs a private security firm for the yet-to-be-murdered Tom Waynes. And DC's DC Universe streaming service will be getting a live-action Doom Patrol series set in the same continuity as their Titans show, but minus the involvement of really who let him back in, Akiva Goldsman. And finally, Peter Jackson quickly shot down a rumor that he was choosing between returning to Middle-earth for Amazon's rumor to be an Aragorn-centered Lord of the Rings prequel or entering the superhero game through DC. He said all that he wants to about dragons and elves for now, and he's not a comic book guy, which I think he meant to say superhero, because besides Tintin, the first time I heard his name before seeing his horror classics was in relation to a proposed adaptation of Paul Chadwick's Concrete. But that's just me picking hairs. Now, going back to Dragons and Elves, or Elven Earth stats at least, HBO revealed the winner in the Game of Thrones spinoff race, or rather, which of the five will at least get a pilot. Jane Goldman, screenwriter for Kingsman and the good X-Men prequels, and George R. R. Martin's untitled as-of-yet series would jump back thousands of years before the Iron Throne was forged to a Westeros headed towards its first war with the White Walkers, also covering the rise of the Starks, and provide some of that call for diversity via exploring the history of the Eastern lands deeper. So, once again, it's our spring, it's our Radio Everywhere spring pledge drive, and you can call, donate by calling 518-697-7400. Go online to wgxc.org/donate. We also, you can even mail it in, WGXC care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And we're trying to get up to 25,000, and hope you help us keep free-form, community-driven radio going. So here is Iraj with Baby Shake With Me.
کمر باریک جان چینه آی مردم داره مشکلی چه کار کنم با خوشگلی شکلی مثل ما دارم سه میلو خاطر خواد دارم حبیب حالا زبا چی دوست ندارم
حبه Abre! Abre!
شکم بشن میکنم میخورم بازم میخورم میخورم بلکه چاق بشن Yeah, let's go.
baby.
A topless?
Yeah, topless.
I guess that's what they're wearing now.
That's about the size of it.
Well, I wouldn't be called dead in one.
I don't want you dead in one. I want you alive in it, baby.
Honey, what do you think about a topless? I think they're horrible. I don't too. I better not catch my husband down there looking. He better not either.
I don't know how you're going to keep him unless you let him go to the beach every once in a while. What's happening?
Don't do that. You disgrace yourself. No. If my husband likes him, I guess I have to give me one. He don't like it. He just like what's in it.
That's about the size of it.
But maybe he'll like me better if I get me a topless.
I know I will.
Try bottomless. They better. Well, if you can't beat him, join him. You can't join him, beat him. Well, I think I'll join him.
Sure wish you couldn't. Get the whipping on me. I can go where them topless is at.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right now.
And I'm going to beat your head till it rubs back up if I catch you on this beach again.
Corey.
You're pretty brave. And that was Rolls Royce and the Wheels with Topless. Before that was Eddie Daniels and his Daniels band, I think it is, with Little Ashana Man. And started off with Iraj, Baby, Shake With Me, old Iran rock record. And welcome back to our Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Go to phone right now, dial 518-697-7400. Online WGXC.org/donate to pledge your support to WGXC. I'm joined by PD from our previous show, the Tuesday morning show.
Thank you, Corey. How are you this beautiful, beautiful, lovely Pledge Drive Radio Everywhere morning?
Doing pretty good, okay, I guess.
I was listening to some of your music. There was some awesome music you were just playing too,
oh,
Corey.
Oh, thanks.
So, Corey, we got this pledge drive going on here. Mm-hmm. We got community hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties. It's very important that we get the people to call in and donate here because we survive, we live through, we breathe through the people themselves. They're the ones that breathe the life into us here at WGXC. We need the support. We don't have the 20 minutes out of the hour of commercials. We play music and have discussions and have different figures in, be it political or church or news or the school.
And that's, of course, what allows us to have such great diversity and also, you know, freedom, you know, like free-form radio. You know,
exactly.
We're not beholden to advertisers, you know. Instead, you know, so much of our money comes from you, the listener.
Right. I mean, I've been on your programs, your previous programs, and actually I've even been on this program with you before, too. And it's kind of cool how we can switch up and go into different programmers' programs and kind of chit-chat. We all have some kind of commonality, if you could use that word in Scrabble, amongst each other.
It's a perfectly cromulent word.
That we have that... we've known each other for a while, and we all have a true, sincere conviction for the radio station WGXC as it is. It's a beautiful
very
thing.
Very dedicated.
And that's what we're trying to do is to get people to call in to support us, to give us the support that we need here. Because we have some uniqueness here. I mean, we do have, like I said, we have the politicians show up, the local business people show up, the artists, the musicians, the local residents, the writers, the painters, the doctors, the lawyers, the teachers, the parents, the children. We even have our own personal children's show. We actually have a couple of them. that we have for programming here, and we have the preachers and the pastors and the poets, and my show just before this one, we had a poet come on here, Adam, who's been on my show before, and he's been on different shows besides mine before too, reading off his poetry live on the radio. That's kind of a cool thing to offer people, but to keep those things going, to keep the Jazz Disturbance and the Sugar Shack and the Bound by Books and the morning shows and the afternoon shows and the night shows, all those things going, we need to get your support here, and we need you to call at 518-697-7400 or get on the internet at wgxc.org/donate. That's very important, because without your support, WGXC will not survive. And if you've turned on the radio and you've enjoyed our shows, and what happens if one day you turn on and it was just silence, and you said, you know, I really dug that I could turn on Tuesday morning, or I could turn on Friday afternoon, or I could turn on Saturday morning and hear Transmission Arts over the airwaves, or I could listen to great old R&B on Sunday morning with Phil, or I could, you know, I could just turn on after midnight and hear strange sounds, or I can hear,
or if you're on Sunday night before midnight, you know, hear some also strange sounds from Rock and Roll Martian, which I co-host with.
Yes, that
Julius
is an
Sutton.
Awesome show. You guys play such an array of cool music that you can't hear other places.
Yeah, it's always hard to describe what, you know, our format is or what kind of music we play. It's like, it's kind of all over the place.
Well, I can describe it in one word. Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And then the Irish show right before yours.
Oh, yes. The
with Tony Fallon.
Yeah,
he's a... He's a great show to listen to.
Yeah, especially since he's been switching half of his show to some classic country, which is always welcome.
Right. And just, you know, to have those different eclectic styles of music and conversation and opinions, and to have the local people come in and share their thoughts. And it's something that we offer you, the listener, and that's a voice. And I've heard this before on the pledge drive throughout the week. It's all about the voice that community radio offers the community, a voice which they otherwise would not have. And please keep that voice alive. You need to keep that voice alive. You know, what's the word that they use for, they even use it for like different websites that formulate the, almost like they prophesize what should be played. What's that called?
Oh, yeah. And I know what you're saying.
Neva, can you help us out with the word?
I'm trying to think.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though? It's like a some type of calculus of equations that format a certain...
Yeah, very, you know,
it's not even
spectrum.
Humanistic, is
no,
what I'm saying. And
very focus grouped,
yeah.
That's not necessarily what you're looking for, but it's basically,
And it's not live. It's not like true putting your heart on your sleeve type of stuff that we offer you here.
It's just designed to appeal to the biggest mass, that they think.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so if you just
generic.
Want to be the biggest mass and be the follower and be pigeonholed into a certain section, sure, listen to the other stations. But if you want community, spill your heart out on your sleeve, wacky, kind of confused, just love, trueness that we are as human beings offered to you, we need to get your support here at WGXC. We need you to help us out, to keep this on, to keep this community hands-on creative radio for Green and Columbia counties and all over the world on. And you can do that by calling 518-697-7400. Please call in right now. This is the time to call in. We're slowly heading toward our 25,000 mark. We have quite a ways to go. I'm going to be honest with you, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to make it, because we've been here before.
Yeah.
It's a struggle, but that's what we fight for. That's what we believe in, so we fight for that.
We hang in there.
Yeah, and it's taken a while, but that doesn't mean, shouldn't overshadow anything. That just means that we need to pick it up a little bit. We need to walk a little faster. We need to dial that phone a little faster. We need to lick that envelope and send it in a little faster. We need you guys to help us out. We need you to support us.
All right. Now, before I go into the next set, do a little bit more geek speak. Hasbro has laid down a cool $500 million to acquire multiple properties from some banned brands, the crown jewel being Power Rangers. They quickly followed up by saying they are working on plans to continue the nascent film reboot which despite decent reviews from fans and critics, failed to make the box office grow. Heat Vision also scooped that they brought in Beauty and the Beast screenwriter Evan Spilotopoulos to write a solo film for G.I. Joe Silent Ninja Snake Eyes. Following the gloriously quick and brutal downfall of Roseanne, TMZ reports Sarah Gilbert, who championed the revival and went to bat for a TV mom's stability, is talking to ABC and fellow cast members about continuing the show Hogan's Family style. For those who don't know, that's where Jason Bateman first popped up way before Arrested Development. And the point is, it would be with everyone but Roseanne. ABC is reportedly already looking into something like this, as they have to pay the cast and crew for another season anyways. And 2 Sundays ago, AD Joel Hodgson announced Mystery Science Theater 3000 Season 12 has begun production. As it's now funded by Netflix, it'll switch to a format more suitable for their model, 6 episodes, which Joel also said will help get the show made on a nearly yearly basis again, thanks to talent scheduling. He's teased the movies they'll be riffing on will have a thematic link to the new season's plotline, one of them having been made in the last 5 years, and another a long-requested experiment. So please, please, please let them finally be riffing the oft-mentioned Killdozer. Joel is also putting on the jumpsuit again to join Jonah and the Bots on a nationwide tour that will offer goers a chance of 2 movies to see them riff live. The 80s Canadian sci-fi cult favorite The Brain, and the first installment in the Deathstalker series, the third of which was riffed in the 7th season of MST. So before I get into our next music, once again, Radio Everywhere, Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. Go to WGXC.org/donate. Pledge your support to Hands On Community Radio. Those donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. And now here is Willard Chamberlain with Who Done It.
Some long black limousine, people peeping from their window screen. I ever hear you say this. There'd be a hole about 6 feet deep for you, baby, to take your sleep. Into a pine box and down you go, where you will stay ran sweet as snow over you. I said over you, pretty baby, if I ever hear you say this. Dressed in black, riding on that Cadillac. Yeah, baby, they'd be putting you away. The funeral home will have the business that day over you. I said over you, pretty baby, if I ever hear you say that. Said I wanna slay you, baby. Said you'll never leave me. I said you'll never leave me. See, I'm gonna get rid of you, baby, if I ever hear you say it. Oh, I love you. You'll tell me what I do. That's why, baby, I'm gonna do all these things to you.
And welcome back to WGXC 90.7 FM. You listen to Forgotten Geek, and it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Spring Pledge Drive. Please go to 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate, before we get, I bring on my guests who are helping me with our little drive. Just wanted to note the last set started with Willard Chamberlain, Who Done It, and then Aaron Neville with Over You. So, turning to Petey Pete and the ever-great Neva Wartell.
That was Aaron Neville, huh?
Yeah, pretty early for him.
Yeah, really, really. I'm always amazed at how you find these obscure tracks. Oh, Pete's saying, what is he, chopped liver? He's only on the air for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, it's just, a lot of research or luck, yeah.
Well, that you have an innate musicality. Did you ever? I've been wanting to ask you this. Did you ever study music?
No, but it's just read so much.
Yes, you have studied music. You've studied your music for years.
Yeah,
you've turned me on to music that you've studied.
I meant as a professionally studied.
No, right. It's something to consider. But no, just read so much, listen to so much. It's just always been a part of my DNA, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. You are truly the music geek. Well,
we got a lot of music geeks here, but the forgotten music geek.
Well, we never forget you, Corey. This is WGXC 90.7 FM and our Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. And why is it the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive? There's a page in that little booklet of information. I think it's in the back. And it has
For one, is because we reached Catskill, we reached Hudson and Acre and Athens and New Baltimore and Carroll and Claverick and Kinderhook and Ashland and Preston Hollow and Ghent and Greenport and Craryville and Haines Falls, amongst other places all over the world. I've heard people call in or donate from, on the West Coast.
But that's what I was about to say,
countries and so it is. Yeah. It literally is radio everywhere. We are everywhere. We have listeners everywhere, appreciate the listeners everywhere. But we need to get people from everywhere to give us a call at 518-697-7400 to keep this radio station going, because it is a hands-on community radio station. We don't have advertisement proceeds coming to us. We have the listeners, the local people, the people from other states, the people from other countries that are listening to our great radio station. Quite frankly, it is a great radio station. We have so much to offer. And so that's very important to give us a call at 518-697-7400.
Or WGXC.org/donate. And it's also radio everywhere because WGXC is hosted broadcast at, just several dozens of of locations: Chatham High School, Hudson High School, John L. Edwards Primary School in Hudson, Carroll Durham, Catskill High School, restaurants like the Blue Plate, Dalton's Donuts, Hilo, parks like Dutchman's Landing and Cairo Town Park, town halls. We all, broadcast town hall meetings from like Greene County Legislature or Athens. Of course, we're coming out of the Catskill Library, and we're also, broadcast from other libraries like Chatham and Hudson, farmers markets. You know, we've got businesses, Spotty Dog, Magpie, and M&J's Hair Studio, had the Half Moon, Highway Drive-In, and then nonprofits like Columbia Memorial Hospital, Hudson Youth Center, Bridge Street Theater. So, yeah, we're everywhere. We're inescapable.
We are. We're the ubiquitous.
So let me, maybe you guys can help me out more with this. We have a lot of town meetings, and that's one thing that's cool about community radio, specifically WGXC. We have stuff that's broadcast over the radio that, say you can't make it to this meeting, but what do we have? We have the Columbia Board of Supervisors meeting, the Greene County Legislation meeting. We have, what else we got, Neva? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, the town meetings, the Catskill Village meetings. The thing about the app is that you can create your own stream and broadcast from wherever you are, literally from wherever you are, and it uploads or it streams through the WGXC website. So it creates its own dedicated stream, and anybody clicking on Listen Now on the website can choose from a whole menu of streams. Mm-hmm. And often, if we have the space in our broadcast schedule, whenever we have the opportunity, we can broadcast on FM any of those streams as well.
And think about that. I mean, because it is very important that you do either hear or go to these meetings, because these are the grassroots of what the political system is about. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you don't hear these things on other radio stations, that you are hearing the true matters that matter.
You are hearing democracy in action.
Yeah, that is important to you. It's not like the blind leading the blind. You're hearing these people talk, and you're able to get involved with this. If there's something that you hear that you disagree with or you want to know about, and that's something that WGXC offers. Don't let that go. That is so important to the community. That is something that is offered only through WGXC. And that's a unique part of the station that is why we are out here telling you, asking you about pledging to us, because we have a lot of important things to give to you in return.
Yep.
That was well stated.
Thank you.
Corey, can you do me a favor and turn my headphones down just a tad?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to tell which one.
Yeah, it is kind of. Let's see. I think that's better. I think that's better.
So once again, that's 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. We're currently at 3,720 towards our $25,000 goal.
And Neva, I want you, if you could explain this to the listening audience, what's that about if they don't want to give, like one sum at one time, but go on with that? Could you explain that to the listening office?
You can be a sustaining supporter.
Is that what it's called, a sustaining supporter?
A sustaining supporter.
Okay, go ahead.
And I myself am a sustaining supporter. And a sustaining supporter is, it's... First of all, for the person who becomes a sustaining supporter, it's a very easy way to give. It seems like a small amount. What happened? I'm a little tongue-tied. Basically, you can arrange to have a specific amount mm-hmm. Deducted from your bank account.
On a regular basis.
Monthly,
yeah.
Thank you, Pete. And it makes it very easy for the...
Radio station.
It makes it easy for all parties involved.
WGXC Mad Libs.
Because the station can count on that amount.
Which enables us to do more regular programming.
We got to pay the bills.
Right. Well, basically, we know that we can count on that money. And for the person who is the sustaining supporter, it's also a way of, even if a small amount, every month adds up to a significant sum over the course of a year. But it just makes it really easy.
Yeah, like I always like to say when, you know, we're pitching on a rock and roll marching, for as much as a cup of coffee a day. I can't remember what ad that was from, but it was from the 80s.
Yes, right.
So basically, you know, if we have a predictable revenue stream, it sustains us and allows us to concentrate more on the radio and less on fundraising.
Okay.
It's also green, if you're interested in being green, concerned about that, which most of us are, I think. It's paperless. It requires no tracking after you sign up. And you can even change your monthly contribution if your financial situation changes.
And would that be a monthly tax deductible?
Of course it's tax deductible. Oh, boy.
You can take it out of your taxes.
Plus tax.
Right, plus tax.
All right. Well.
Okay, so, and we do it through PayPal.
Is it through PayPal?
It's really easy because we used to have another system that was a little more cumbersome. PayPal is very user-friendly, and you can create your own login and password. It's very very secure.
I think Corey wants to get into something. Before you get into something, Corey, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's already pledged, that's called in. It's very important to us. We appreciate it. You're helping us get to our goal of $25,000. That's what we are trying to get to, and that's what we are going to get to. And we will get there faster if we can get support today, as soon as possible, today or tomorrow, for whatever program you want to call into. Let us know what you think about WGXC when you call in, too, what you like and what means something for you, or something you'd like to see, or how you'd like to get involved with WGXC. All those aspects are very important to us. So please give us a call at 518-697-7400.
All right. And before I go into the next song, a little quick listing of some developing biographical projects. Lawrence Kasdan is returning from a galaxy far, far away to direct the story of Anita Bryant, 70s singer and beauty pageant runner-up who became an 80s punchline thanks to her anti-homosexuality crusade. Hollywood Reporter broke that J.J. Abrams and Zachary Quinto are working with Paramount on Tab and Tony, which will tell the doomed secret love between Tab Hunter and Anthony Perkins. Deadline reports that Paramount is also working with Ziggy Marley to tell the story of his legendary dad, Bob. And Eddie Murphy will put his weight on it to play blaxploitation legend Rudy Ray Moore in a Netflix movie. And then, while it's not a certainty, Ryan Murphy has said one of his potential projects for New Home Netflix may be a Me Too anthology called Consent, dramatizing the exposures of Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and more. While over in the more inspired by true events territory, Brian De Palma told The Playlist he's begun working on a horror thriller focused on a Weinstein as executive. And finally, Scorsese isn't letting Vinyl's failure, that's the TV show that is, stop him as he is shopping around the Caesars, a plan for multi-season epic chronicling the lives of the earliest rulers of Rome, starting with Caesar himself. Now, here is Miss Hilton Hammond with We're Voting for Wallace for President.
Governor George is a friend of the farmer. Governor George and the farmers run our state. Governor George thinks they'd like to run the nation. Governor George is gonna run in 68. So we're voting for Wallace for president, to be leader of this nation of wealth. We're gonna get him out of Alabama, let him go up north and mess up someone else. Governor George, he believes in junior college, but his view of universities is dim, 'cause he knows when we get our education, we'll wise up and we'll never vote for him. But we're voting for Wallace for president, to be leader of this nation of wealth. We're gonna get him out of Alabama, let him go up north and mess up someone else. Governor George, he stood up for Alabama when he introduced his schoolhouse
Okay, and that set started off with Miss Hilton Hammond. We're voting for Wallace for president, and you just heard The Clash, If I'm So Bored with the USA. And where else can you hear something like an obscure old political song from the 60s followed with a album track off The Clash's debut, but on WGXC. And it's our Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate, trying to get to that 25,000. And I'm joined by P.D. Pete and Eva Wartell.
Howdy.
Good morning to you. So, Corey, I got a question to ask you. How did you start at WGXC?
I want
to know this story.
Oh, yes. Well, I was living in Texas and looking to get out, and my best friend and radio rock and roll Martian co-host, Jillian Sutton, part of why she lured me up here was, you know, hey, get to be on community radio. Started out on just doing, you know, little few songs, and, you know, my geek speak, you know, entertainment news. That's part of what she said, you know, it's like plenty of, you know, she felt people would be interested in that on the Tuesday afternoon show. And yeah, I just, you know, stuck in there and worked my way up to, you know, programmer.
Well, I didn't even remember you doing, was it in the out of the community center, what was
yeah.
it, Wednesdays?
Yeah,
Wednesdays?
It was Tuesdays.
Tuesdays yeah. with, oh yeah, I had and, Tuesdays with Pete, who was also
yeah.
on there too.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw Pete a few days ago, actually.
Yeah.
But
cool.
You, I have to say, Corey, you've really... I don't know if this sounds cheesy, but you've blossomed in so many different ways that you are so really, you really have grown with this, and I have to give you appreciation for that because you have some pretty mad skills now, and something you've worked on for a while. Seriously.
No, I believe you.
And that's what's the cool things about it is that you can start your own program here that is offered. That's a uniqueness that's offered here. If you have no training at all, we offer the possibility of you getting your own program or just stopping in and talking also or playing music. And that's offered to you that we offer to the listening community that if you're interested in having your own program, if you have your opinions or if you have music that you want to play or there's a certain format that you want to get out there, you can come to WGXC, throw us your offer, tell us what you want to do, and you yourself, with no training whatsoever, or if you have training, can be on WGXC. You can have your hour or 2 hours or half hour, depending on what you're looking for or what
yeah.
they want to let you
it
have.
It doesn't have to be every week, you know. Sometimes,
yeah,
you know,
yep.
be, like, I'm here every second and fourth, you know, Tuesday. And, you know, we got some shows that are just, you know, quarterly or just once a month, you know.
And that's another reason why to keep the radio station on is that we offer that. We offer that to the people that they can come on radio. You yourself can come on radio and have a program. That's, in my mind, that still blows me away. I never
yeah.
thought I would be doing my own program.
Definitely, because, I mean, another part of the origin for me was growing up, you know, in Dallas, listening to a community radio station there, KNON, you know,
yep.
specifically. They're sort of... show The Gray Zone, which was heavy inspiration for Rock and Roll Martian. So, but yeah,
was
never thought. Yeah, they would focus more specifically on goth and electro, and of course we go a lot more into novelty and weirder stuff. But yes, it was, you know, definitely was like I never thought, you know, it was like maybe passed through fleetingly in my mind, but I was like, I don't think, you know, especially, you know, commercial radio, I wouldn't, you know, work with well, I think.
You know, and some of your geek speak, when I was walking out for a brief moment, I heard you say that Eddie Murphy was probably going to do Rudy Ray Moore.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
That
was
would be amazing.
Biopic. Yeah.
I played his music. He actually is a great musician.
Oh, yeah.
He has some really kicking songs, which kind of blew me away. While some of his songs are exactly like the character that he portrays,
yeah.
It's, a lot of it's pretty risque stuff that he does, but his music isn't all like that. And the music that isn't all like that that I'm able to play on the radio, I've played it throughout the years, and he really does have some kicking songs too. And I think
yeah.
that would be a great combination for Eddie Murphy to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
I think
they'll cover that too. I mean, of course, they'll probably put a lot of focus on, you know, his movies, but it's like, yeah, I'm sure it'll go maybe a little deeper into his music. So
I mean, and that's cool. That's another cool thing, even about your program. For me to hear that and say, yeah, I could totally dig that, what you're talking about. So I was just giving you little props on that one, Corey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yep.
All righty. So that's 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. trying to get the 25,000 in our Radio Everywhere pledge drive and those
I think Neva had something that she was dying to say. Go ahead, Neva.
Ooh, putting her on the spot.
I wasn't prepared for that. One thing I am dying to say definitely is that, well, coming up next at noon is the news, and then my own show, Music for the Masses, and I'm going to be playing around with the ideas of everywhere, radio everywhere, here, there, everywhere, somewhere, sort of playing around with songs using space as the theme, here, there, everywhere, from different parts of the world, of course, as we do on Music for the Masses. Then at 2 p.m., Phyllis Segura.
Do you have a guest coming on?
No one in particular, but I hope everyone in particular
shows up.
Shows up. Anybody is welcome to show up.
This is what you're asking, is to get whoever wants to kind of join in?
Anybody, of course. Of course. This is what this day is about. I mean, this is our Pitch Fest day here on Catskill Tuesday. Boy, I'm really having a hard time today. Catskill Tuesdays out of the Carnegie Room in the Catskill Public Library, and especially during pledge drive time. Basically, it's sort of it's a free for all. We're all here for Corey. Tom and Adam came in for you this morning, and we're all going to roll over into each other's show. And at 2 p.m., Phyllis Segura is going to have Sauerkraut Seth and Phoenicia Honey, two local food producers.
So it's pronounced Segura.
Segura, yes.
I totally butchered that, but now I can say it's Segura. Okay, cool.
And that's eating it in the Hudson Valley. And then at 3, well, we're going to have our Community Pitch Fest. So all, come one, come all for the Community Pitch Fest in the Carnegie Room. And you can let our listeners know what you love about community radio. What? And why our listeners should support WGXC 90.7 FM.
Do you want to read off the people, some people here? Give thanks to peoples here. Can we get these?
On our the Twitter feed. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. Give thanks to the people.
Right now, I'm going to...
The one that I can say right away is Amy Rigby. I read her off this morning, amongst other people.
You read her off this morning. Yes, Amy, thank you very much. Also, we're grateful to an anonymous donor from Hudson who went online to wgxc.org/donate to support hands-on community radio. And then another anonymous donor from Hudson to Paul and Katya Rame of Greenville. They called 518-697-7400.
Thank you, Paul and Katya.
With their very generous pledge of support. And a big Radio Everywhere thank you to Jane Scarpolino in New Haven, who also called in to pledge her support.
Jane Scarpolino. You know why I'm repeating this? Because I totally butchered it. But now that I hear how you pronounce it, I have to redeem myself.
Listen, I want to say that also one thing that we have neglected to tell our listeners is that today, up until 6 o'clock here in the library, our studio is open. Anybody can walk in and make their pledge right here in person. Yes. We are prepared to take your donation, and you can also leave with your own brand new, shiny new bumper sticker, WGXC bumper sticker, and we have two different varieties. We have two different versions of
the
bumper
sticker. We have two different versions of the bumper sticker?
We do.
Holy moly.
We had a bumper sticker contest last year.
Oh, that's right. I remember
and
that.
We have the winner, and then we have the auxiliary.
That was really competitive. Yeah. That was really competitive for the bumper sticker.
It was a tight run. It was definitely a tight run. Yes, so please come on by. You can also go by the Hudson Studio at our new studio at 369 Warren Street in the First Presbyterian Church on the 4th Street side. You can't miss it. We've got lots of signage. Finally, WGXC has signage on the front of the building, the side of the building, and makes that very, very
now.
Right. And we're very accessible. So, and the Hudson Studio is open every weekday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and you can walk in and take a studio tour and make your pledge of support right there. So Tuesdays we're here from 10 to 6, but the Hudson Studio is here being the Catskill Public Library. And that address is 1 Franklin Street at the corner of Bridge Street in Catskill, just one block up from Main Street. So if you're strolling out on Main Street or strolling around Catskill, come on by.
So why don't you join Amy and Anonymous and Paul and Katchka and
Katcha
and Jane. And give us a call here at WGXC, 518-697-7400, and donate yourself because
we yourself? Well, it's okay. We'll take you as a volunteer. That's
no, okay,
great.
Donate
you might
also.
Even want to sign up for a radio show. That's mm-hmm. fine. So donate yourself. That'd be great.
Or as
if
well.
If you don't, whatever, you can...